Welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends well over 100 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
How are you today, Elizabeth?
I'm cold.
And?
Grumpy.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's been a rough day for you, I think it's fair to say.
It's been a long week, a tough day. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I commend you. You're going above and beyond. You know, folks, she's got a wee baby in her belly.
These are the nights I need a glass of wine. Oh,
tell me about it, man.
And I can't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am prego.
It's rough. I know how you feel. I can't have a glass of wine tonight either.
Yes, you can.
No. I'm having a month off it, mate.
I know you are, but that's different. You easily could.
Solidarity to you. I'm doing this for you.
No way. No, you're not. You're doing it for your own liver.
It needs a month off every year.
That's right.
Poor guy. It is day 6. We did try and stockpile episodes so that this week wasn't so tough on you, but it has caught up with us a little bit, and it is taking its toll, and I just want to, like, I know you don't want me to bring it up and bring attention to it, but you're doing really great, and, like, I really appreciate it, and the listeners really appreciate it. They love you for it. So
that's nice to say.
Yeah. So you're doing awesome, man. Keep it going. It's not easy.
Thank you. I will.
All right, so today's Would You Rather. Decided I wanted to play to your strengths because you've been such a trooper this week. So it's going to be an acting-based Friends Would You Rather.
Do I have to do a performance?
Yes,
art?
Please. I would like you to do, you know, just your favorite Shakespeare monologue, if you don't mind. No. This is based on the career of a certain Joey Tribbiani. So, would you rather... Would you rather star in an off-Broadway play like Joey's one that he did where he ended up going up in a spaceship at the end? Or would you rather have like a relatively successful 6-month stint on a trashy soap opera like Days of Our Lives?
Okay.
As always, I'm going to open the floor up to questions.
None.
Major decision?
Yep.
All right. I thought it would... Bearing in mind, you probably get paid a lot more on the soap operas than you do.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And the play that you're in will be critically panned.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I don't have any follow-ups.
All right. We just finished watching season 6, episode 6, the one on the last night. First aired on the 4th of November, 1999.
I took a week off.
They did take a week off. Well noticed.
Probably. Well, I was waiting because your birthday is the 27th of October, and I thought maybe it would fall on your birthday, but it didn't. November 4th.
I think they were honoring my birthday as a holiday.
Right, because you turned how old? 14?
I would have been turning 14. Yep.
Yeah, so they're big probably moment. Like, oh, well, 14-year-old Michael, you know, it's a big day for him.
He's our biggest fan.
Hitting puberty and everything.
It's this creep that keeps on sending letters to Jennifer Aniston. We better take the week off.
I'm sure she got a lot of that stuff.
No, just for me. What we had was special.
Okay, yep, you're right.
How many people do you think watched this episode, Elizabeth? It's 22.4 million last time. I went first last time. You were 4-1 down. You could double your points if you get this one right.
I will say 22.
22. Oh, that's a good guess.
Thank you.
Damn. I'm gonna say 21.7.
Okay.
All right, and the correct answer is... 23.6. They're going back up again.
Pew, pew, pew,
yep,
pew.
Yep, all right.
Very burr, 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 burr. Is that what you do?
Well, look who just woke up. Welcome back. 4-2. Still got a long way to go.
Hey, I'll take it though.
Yep, not bad. So this episode opens with Joey just amusing himself in his living room. The things people did before internet.
I know.
He's just in his living room trying to balance a mini hockey stick on his fingers. Just passing away hour after hour. He could be reading a book. He could be going out and exploring New York, one of the greatest cities in the world. He could go for a walk in the Central Park. He'd be going for auditions. He could be honing his craft.
Yes, very good. Yep, we got lots of ideas that we could be doing.
But instead, he's just standing in his living room like a schmuck, balancing a thing on his finger.
That's something I would have done. What?
You enjoy.
I had one of those little birds that like you put on the end of your finger and it just balances. You know, that's like a little plastic bird and its little beak goes on your finger and it like balances and you can move your hand around and it won't fall off. Someone's going to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. But if it won't fall off, then there's even less skill to that than
Joey. Well, no, it would fall off if you twist it a certain way.
Just said.
Well, I mean, if you're careful, it won't fall off.
Wow, you've revealed yourself to be an unreliable narrator.
Can we put a picture up on the Twitters?
Of what?
Of the bird. I had a pink one.
I suppose. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I'm sure I can find one. Chandler comes in. He's rather impatient for Joey's foolish games. Chandler wants them to get their affairs in order because he is moving out tomorrow. So he's just like running Joey through all of the stuff that he's going to have to pay. So he goes over the rent. Reminds Joey that it's due on the first of every month. The phone bill, which Joey is very shocked about. He looks at the phone bill and is like, oh my God. And Chandler's like, well, that's our phone number. Chandler wants to give him money to just kind of tide him by. Joey, he's too proud. He's too proud to accept his money. Oh, I'd take it.
I would take it,
too. I'd take it in a second.
He was going to give him $1,500.
$1,500. I would take out his wallet without him knowing. I would sneak it.
But no, he doesn't want the charity.
Doesn't want the charity. Then he realizes how much electricity costs and he starts turning off lights. Like a crazy dad.
So mostly it's assumed Chandler just paid for everything and he would kind of throw money his way when he had it, or?
Yeah, I think that's it. Or maybe I think Chandler would just ask him for a set amount every month maybe and just be like, hey, give me what you can. The episode opens. Chandler is talking to Phoebe about how he wants to give Joey cash because he feels guilty about like springing this move on him. And as he says, yes, $1,500 is the money. He's like, I just want him to be able to tide himself by with $1,500.
For a few months. Can you imagine? Even in 1999, I feel like...
When?
1999. I feel that is a low... Say if it's 3 months. It's about $500 for rent and utilities. That is a low number, I think.
Does he just not have any income when he's not acting?
I guess not.
I guess not. But we did establish that, you know, Gunther seems to be thriving in New York City on $4 a month. I did look it up, what minimum wage was.
Oh, good.
And in 1999, it was around, like... I think somewhere between $3 and $5.
So, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Fine.
I mean, if it was made at the same time it's taking place, it makes sense that they would use the current minimum wage.
That's ludicrous. $4 an hour.
Yeah, but the cost of living was lower.
In New York City.
Yes. It goes up every year.
Doesn't feel like that long ago. Why doesn't minimum wage go up every year?
It should. It slowly goes up. For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. When I said I was making like what? $5.75? Is that what I said? $6? When I started. And then I think I was up to like $8.50. Hmm. And now people are making like $14 an hour at minimum wage or something. It's pretty damn good.
Not really.
Well, comparatively, when I was...
I mean, it's great as long as you don't like break your leg or...
Right, of course.
You know, get a speeding ticket. This isn't relevant, but remember yesterday when I got upset and threw my book?
Yeah, did you hurt it?
I think I kind of damaged the spine of my notebook a little bit.
Well, that's what you get, Michael.
That's what I get when I let my heart win.
Yes.
And now this page... Why is this page bent? I know,
that page is...
Why would
it probably landed on it weird.
No, it didn't land... Well, maybe actually. Oh, Boy, that's what I get. The big move is tomorrow. The girls are planning a celebratory dinner. They're like, we're not going to wallow in being sad. We're just going to celebrate that Rachel's moving in with Phoebe, which is a very healthy approach to take.
Yes, it is.
Joey and Chandler are like, oh yeah, we got something special planned. We're just going to hang out and do nothing. Couple of cool guys. Ross not invited. Rachel emerges from her bedroom. Monica gives her a bit of shit, being like, what, you're not ready for dinner yet? We're supposed to be having fun in 15 minutes. And Rachel's just like, oh yeah, not a second before. Good line.
Look, I appreciate her timekeeping because I hate it when people are late. Or when I'm late, it stresses me out. When people are routinely late or you have to lie to them about the time because you know they're just going to be late, I think it's so disrespectful. I hate it.
You're saying this like you're just saying like you're... You're like making a point on a podcast, but I know that you're speaking directly to our late friends.
No, I'm not.
If you are one of our friends and you are late, yes, she is talking about you.
Well, everyone that listens to the podcast is my friend, so I'm talking to more than just... I'm not talking to anyone in particular.
But then she's like, but you are packed, right, Rachel? And she's like, of course I am. And then she pulls Phoebe into her room and it is revealed that she is not packed. She's not even packed a little bit. And Phoebe's just like, well, she's probably going to kill you, so I guess that's going to solve your problem. Monica then comes into the room and sees Rachel, in a particularly clever piece of quick thinking, yells out, surprise! And Monica's like, what? And she's like, yeah, I started to pack. And then I realized that I'm terrible at packing, but you love it, so I saved it for you to do. And Monica kind of, like, takes a second to think about it. And then she's like, this is awesome! Hooray! It worked! It was very clever
by
Rachel.
It was really clever because Monica's like, oh, I didn't get anything for you! Yeah. This is great! And she starts assigning everyone roles. And Phoebe's like, yeah, okay, I'll go tell the guys. And she closes the door, runs out. And the guys are standing there. She's like, quick! Get out of here. Save yourselves. Monica wants you all to help us pack, and she's assigned us all roles. Just go.
And the guys, like, sort of drop everything and sort of sprint towards the door. It's pretty fun. It's like they sort of scatter. They're like, oh,
Yeah.
And they start running. Monica does come out, and she's, like, trying to assign them jobs. Joey and Chandler, like, play the sympathy card where they're like, oh, but it's our last night. We're going to hang out. So she was like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
For Ross, she's like, well, Ross, you're going to help, right? And, like... He pulls the Ben card. It's like, oh, yeah, I've got my son. And she's just like, you don't see your son ever.
You're not a good dad.
Yeah, you expect me to buy that?
Your son's going to come over at 8:30 at night.
Yeah, so she's sort of like, well, you know I can see into your apartment, right? And he's just like, yeah, I wouldn't make it up. I'm not a terrible person. She's like, all right. So then Ross like kind of leaves. He's like, God, I have to go make a fake Ben. The guys order pizza. Did you notice what pizza they ordered?
It made me want pizza.
Oh, we can get pizza. That can be your treat. That can be your reward for staying up late and doing the podcast.
They got pizza in a white box.
It was the Joey special, which as we know is what?
Meat?
No.
Meatball.
Two pizzas.
Is that a thing I know?
That's the Joey special. I'm pretty sure that was a question in Bamboozled last year.
Well, Michael, come on.
Yes, two pizzas. And Chandler was like, well, I just ordered Chinese food. And Joey's just like, oh, no, more food. What on earth am I going to do? Joey loves food. Chandler, in a cunning ruse, in an attempt to give Joey $1,500 without him actually realizing it, he suggests that they play a little bit of table football for cash. And Joey's like, huh, wow, I'm much better than you. We'll see how this goes. Back to the packing. The ladies are packing shit up. They find rollerblades and they're like, oh, baby, this is really sad. Phoebe tries to lighten the mood.
Yeah, she's basically like, well, it couldn't have all been roses and rainbows. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's something that the other person did that you won't miss. And they're like, no, I can't think of anything. No, everything was perfect. They're perfect. And they're like rubbing each other's arms, staring deeply into each other's eyes.
Aww.
And then finally Rachel's like, oh, I have one.
And it was that she's never allowed to move the phone pen.
Now, the pronunciation of this word throughout the episode really bothered me because I kept saying pen.
Penna.
No, just pen. What are you saying? Penna?
Yeah, like how Joey says Porsche.
No, penna. Oh, I see.
It's a very clever callback.
I would say, oh, the machine pen. Now, to someone that understood what... do you see? You're looking at me very quizzically. Quizzically. That bothered me. Because I was like, what the heck is that? And I had to say that. I said, pen? And you're like, machine pen. And you said it right.
Machine pen?
Yeah.
Phone pen.
Oh, phone. Okay, well.
Oh, boy.
This is just derailing. It's like a train that just keeps going.
We need
and
to
the
get
tracks
you
are ending, but just keeps going and going. But anywho.
I think the hamster in the wheel in your head is falling asleep.
Oh, yeah. He's buried himself under all the
shavings. Or she.
Or she.
Female hamsters can turn the wheel too.
And anywho, it was a pen, like a writing utensil, not a pin.
Yeah.
It was confusing.
For you.
Well, it's a completely different word. They're not pronouncing it right. A
pin.
Phone pin. A
pin.
Phone pen.
Anyway.
I or E.
Monica kind of laughs it off, but she's kind of like laughing off through gritted teeth. She's like, yeah, and you always take that pen. And then it just kind of escalates. Monica has some more things, and then they get into an argument, and Phoebe's just like, oh boy, what have I done?
Yes.
Joey has done quite well at the table football. He is $500 up. Chandler suggests that they play one more sudden death game. Next goal wins. Winner takes $1,000. Joey's like, yes, let's do this. He drops the ball in to play. Chandler immediately goes to pick up his Chinese food, so he's not even touching the table. Joey hits a shot on goal. He breaks the cardinal rule of table football, where he spins.
Uh-huh, yep.
And he gets exactly what he deserves for such an egregious breaking of the rules. The ball hits off the side and then ricochets back into his own goal. So he didn't have... He did two massive table football faux pas. He spun, and he didn't have one of his hands on his goalkeeper. And if he had, he would have been able to block that attempt. But anyway, he lost, so now he's $500 down because Chandler won $1,000. You reap what you sow, eh?
He got mad.
He did. He kicked the table and broke it.
He did. What an overreaction.
Well, I think they just wanted to do that so that they couldn't, like, play again for, like, double or nothing.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Probably.
I mean, that's an easy solution for Chandler. He could just pretend like he was trying, but let Joey win.
He wasn't even pretending to try. Like, he was, like, eating Chinese food.
Well, for that one, yeah.
Yeah. Ross calls Monica to be like, oh, hey, you doubted it, but Ben's right here. And Monica looks out the window and she can see, like, Ross is with... She sees, like, the back of a head with a hat and a shirt sitting on a couch in Ross's apartment. And then we see from Ross's perspective, it's only a bloody pumpkin scarecrow, Ben.
Yeah, it's just like a fake... It's like a fake dummy with a freaking jack-o'-lantern head.
But it's the week after Thanksgiving. He would have that.
I know. I thought that was pretty good.
Timed pretty nice. It could have been anything. Could have done a globe. Could have done, like, a watermelon, but...
That was good.
It's that time. And, like, they haven't even referenced Halloween in any of their shows, but it works.
Why didn't he just close the blinds?
He doesn't have any.
Oh.
It's a big window.
Oh.
Mmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So Pumpkin Ben is there on the couch, and I was thinking this is like the 20% of all of the Ben that we've seen throughout the whole run of Friends has been Pumpkin Ben at this point, even though he's in it for that one scene. The atmosphere in the packing party has gotten quite sour, and it descends into Seinfeld levels of Festivus with the airing of grievances. Basically, they start, like, Monica and Rachel start, like, picking out some other flaws for each other, so...
They, like, get pretty intense.
They get pretty intense. They get pretty, like, nasty. Monica's like, oh, I'm Rachel. My sweater's not tight enough. I'm gonna have to shrink it. I'm like, come on. Steady on. Steady on there,
Monica. But then they start insulting their love life.
Mm-hmm. It's just like... Yeah. Rachel's like, oh, well, I'm Monica. No one ever calls me. And then Monica's like, oh, I love Ross. No, I don't. I love Ross. No, I don't. And then Rachel, in a particularly cutting one, is, oh, I'm Monica. I can't find anyone to love me, so I'll just stumble across the hall and sleep with somebody, the first person I find there.
That is nasty. Oof. Like, that's still your friend, Rachel.
Yeah, yeah. Two of your friends. They're both your friends.
Yeah, I know, but, like, come on. Chandler's just hanging around. Like, leave him alone.
Yeah. So Monica storms off. She's very upset at that. With the table broken, Chandler has to come up with more means of giving Joey money, so he invents a card game. The game of cups.
Cups.
You probably don't remember this, but when we started playing Bamboozled, I suggested that one of the names for Bamboozled could be Cups.
And it was I kind of remember, yeah. And I didn't understand.
You were like, that's a dumb name, and I was like, well, it'll make sense someday.
Jeez, and you were thinking all the way up into episode
I was playing the long
six
game
of season six.
You don't even know.
Crikey.
Listeners, she doesn't even know. Wink.
Oh, God.
Joey wins a lot because Chandler, the joke is, like, cups isn't a real game, so Chandler is just, like, he deals two cards to each of them, and then he asks Joey what he got, and Joey says, oh, I got a 4 and a 7. And he's like, oh, that's amazing, you win, and just plonks money down. Pretty clever. Pretty clever.
I mean, on someone like Joey, it would work.
Yeah, for a fucking moron like Joey.
Potentially someone like Phoebe, too. She can be kind of dull.
How can you say
that? No, I just mean, like, she
thinks her friend Denise might be Santa Claus.
Well, we don't know that that's not true.
Maybe.
It's more like,
maybe Denise had to move out so quickly because the night before she caught Tim Allen on her roof and she scared him and he fell off and died. And so she had to put the suit on.
That's probably true.
That's probably what happened. Bye, Neil!
Bye, Neil!
So yeah, Joey is on a roll. He got a
Bernard.
He got a full cup, which is apparently very good in cups. Monica is not speaking to Rachel, but Phoebe convinces her that she should, like, make amends because it's hard on her too, and, you know, this is her last night and all that. So Monica goes in to try and make peace, and she finds Rachel is unpacking. She's not moving out. She's finally realized what you've been saying all week.
Uh-huh.
Why the fuck should she have to move out? So she's not moving out.
I still stand by it.
So then Rachel's like, okay, well, if I'm not moving out, one of us has to leave, you're leaving. So she starts running around and packing up Monica's shit. And Phoebe tries to help, and she actually, you know, gets some pretty good psychological points in there.
She really does.
You guys are arguing because it will make it easier to say goodbye. Joey just keeps on winning at cups, which is good for him. And Chandler eventually ends up giving him $1,500. He wins it off him. Elsewhere, Monica and Rachel are just like, it's capitulated. So Phoebe tries a different tactic. She's like, I don't want to cause more problems, but I don't want to live with Rachel if this is what living together, like, does to you. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want to fall out with Rachel.
I always admire her. She just speaks her mind, and she's not afraid of what people might think. Like, that's probably something I wouldn't have been brave enough to admit. Be like, oh my God, this is what's going to happen.
Oh, I think it was a strategy.
Really?
Oh, I think it was a strategy.
She's great.
Yeah, she's a sharp one. She knows her stuff. She's learned some tricks on the streets. Rachel's like, cool, I'm not moving. But Monica's like, oh, no, Phoebe, you got to take her. And she's like, starts listing off her good qualities. She talks about how she has a million boots and so sometimes let you borrow them. She, like, marks pages in fashion catalogs that she thinks that you'd like. She writes, like, cute little notes on the mirror when they're having a shower. Sometimes when she falls asleep on the couch, you'll put a blanket on her. It's all very sweet. We never got to see this side of it. They're always bickering, those two.
Yeah.
God. So sweet. So they're both kind of sort of like, they kind of like make up. They're like, oh, I love you and I love you too. But then Monica gets distracted by something. She's like, oh my God. And then you see her walk over to the window, and then we get a phone call in Ross's apartment. Ross is watching a movie or something. He picks up the phone and he's like, oh, what's going on? And he looks over. Pumpkin Ben, his head's fallen off.
He's just like a body.
Oh no. Ross tries to like make out. He's like, oh, get your head out of your shirt, son. But then he's like, the jig is up. So he's like, all right, I'll come over and help you pack. Oh. Back in Chandler and Joey's place. This is the last time I'm going to call it Chandler and Joey's place. The bracelet buddies are breaking up.
Aww.
Joey, do you know why I call them the bracelet buddies? Do you remember?
Vaguely. I don't think I understood it then, but you don't need to remind me.
You didn't understand it then. It was really obvious.
I don't know.
All right. Joey comes in. He's really upset because...
It was a tactic.
Damn it. Joey's really upset because off camera, he challenged Ross to a game of cups and lost all of the money that he won. Because he managed to remember all of the rules that Chandler made up. And so Ross was apparently the lucky one this time around. So Chandler is obviously upset because all of his efforts were for naught. And now Ross is the one with some extra money. Joey's like, don't worry about it. He wants to give him his big porcelain white dog thing that he got when he was a big famous TV soap opera actor. Do you remember the name of the dog? Oh, I don't think we've had
Ugly.
That yet. Yeah, we haven't had that yet. Chandler's like, well, how about I just give you $1,500 for the dog? And Joey gets upset. He's like, you're trying to give me money again. Just like earlier in the day with the bills. And then you forgot about it. And we had a nice night of gambling.
No, Joey.
Oh, God. He just doesn't quite get it, does he?
No.
And he's just like, Chandler, I don't need you to take care of me anymore. I'm a big boy. I'm not sad that I won't be able to borrow money off you. I'm just sad because you're leaving. And that's a nice little moment
yeah.
for him.
But is he not concerned at all that he's not going to be able to pay when the first of the month comes around?
Well, I think he's just going to have to bite the bullet and get another job.
Yeah.
Get, like, proper work. Maybe he can go back to pimping cologne
in a
department store. Morning is here. Morning is here. It's the day of the move. Rachel is leaving. She shares a teary goodbye with Monica at the front door. She's like, well, I'll see you in a couple of hours, but it's sad. Were you moved by this scene?
No.
No?
Sorry, was I supposed to be?
I thought it was a little bit emotional.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Aww.
Shut up.
Michael.
Don't fucking patronize me.
I'm not patronizing you.
Well, I know you're not because I don't own a store.
Patronizing.
In which you could... No, you weren't particularly bothered by this?
Oh, I'm sure that they'll probably end up living back together again. I mean,
why?
They're still
why
friends.
Why are you sure of that?
It's not like they're not
going
to see
that
each
happen?
Other. Because, I don't know, sitcoms...
Oh, you think she's going to break up with Chandler?
Well, no, but I think that she'll probably end up moving back into the apartment or something. None of it feels final to me.
It's final.
Okay.
She will never live with her ever again.
All of these things never feel final.
Well, this is, I'm telling you.
Okay.
This isn't like Phoebe's dad that I lied to you about and he's going to show up in an episode or two. This is forever.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
So she leaves. Monica goes into her room and it's all empty and she's all teary. She's like, she finally left. She actually left. And Chandler comes in and puts his arm around her. And it's nice. You know, she's gone, but Chandler's there and he's gonna look after her. Not that she needs looking after, but he's there for her.
It's the next chapter.
And he calls her Rumi, and they have like a little hug, and it's nice and
sweet. Yeah, it was
sweet.
Cute. That felt like the most authentic relationship moment since they got together for me.
They're great together.
But that felt so real, more than any other thing. Everything else has been so like silly and cute, but this is just like really, really intimate
and
sweet.
What about that sexy bubble bath they had together?
Oh no, God, don't remind me.
So hot.
No, I'm telling you, this might be the turning point for me. That one moment.
Ooh. Okay.
I might be sort of maybe coming around to them based on that moment.
Okay. Good.
But that could change.
Probably.
Don't hold your breath.
And the episode ends with Chandler in Ross's apartment. He is explaining to Ross that cups isn't a real game and he only did it so he could give Joey some money. And Ross is just being his overconfident, smug prick self where he's like, well, I'm sorry you lost your money. If you want, you can try and win it back. But I'm pretty good at cups. So Chandler's like, all right, let's play. And then Chandler just starts making up rules again. And he's getting his money back.
Yay, yay.
And that was the one on the last night. What'd you think of that one?
Even though I didn't laugh, I really liked it.
I really liked that episode.
Yeah.
A lot more. I don't remember. Like, I remember cups, but I don't really remember much else that happens in the episode, and I liked pretty much all of it. I thought the Monica and Rachel stuff was good. I thought it was, they got pretty mean and nasty when they were arguing, which was good. I thought Phoebe was excellent as, you know, trying to mediate between them. And I thought the invention of cups is just hilarious. Love cups. Very good. And then it was also quite emotional. I did watching it this time around. I was like, oh, bless. Yeah. They're moving out.
I thought it was very female heavy, even though it probably wasn't. Yeah, that's the
one thing I didn't like about
it. No, and I liked it. I was like, oh, we never just get the girls. I mean, it's always shared in some way. Because, you know, it's about a group of friends. But I liked that. So I think I think of this show as something that I can watch senselessly and kind of laugh at. And I didn't this time. But it still was a good episode.
A great episode.
A classic episode.
There we go. I couldn't quite find the words. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. That's going to do it. Next up, the final episode of 7 Podcasts in 7 Days. We're
Yay!
Almost there. Season 6.
Did I say
6,
that out loud?
Season 6, episode 7. It's the one where Phoebe runs.
Runs?
Yep.
Like in a race?
Wow.
Runs away? Runs from the police?
Well.
Ooh, so many options.
I think you're going to like it. I think this is...
Oh, God. Is she running with puppies?
No.
Would that be great, though?
It would be pretty good.
Like, to raise money for a shelter.
I don't want to get your hopes up. Okay, fine. I don't think there's any puppies in this episode. There might be, but I don't think so. I mean, there is some scenes in parks, so there might be dogs. But, like, they're not the focal point, so don't get too excited.
Could they be the focal point?
I don't know.
If I focus on it.
Oh, by the way, that episode, just a reminder that you loved and was your favorite episode ever, directed by David Schwimmer.
I didn't say that was my favorite episode
ever. We all heard it. It's on tape.
I'm just saying that
further questions, Your Honor.
I'm just...
You love him.
I'm just saying that he's doing okay as a director.
And as a character.
As a psychotic.
And an actor. This is going to be... What a fucking turnaround it's been. Like... Every episode, season 1 and 2, we're just like, we fucking hate you, Ross. And now, he's just, oh, man.
Things could change. We're only in season 6, Michael.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see where it goes. All right, we're going to get to your Would You Rather in just a moment. But thank you all very much for listening. Twitter, @FriendsPod. Instagram, Patreon. FriendsToTheEnd.Podomatic.net. Leave us a nice rating review on iTunes. And, of course, tell a friend. Word of mouth is always important. Elizabeth, Would You Rather... work on an off-Broadway unsuccessful play or have a 6-month stint on a trashy soap opera like Days of Our Lives?
I would rather be in a TV show.
That's surprising, but thanks very much. Awesome.
Wait, what? That
you was wanna... it? Yeah, you're tired. I'm letting you go, letting you off the hook.
I just thought that you might be surprised by that answer.
I am. Do you want to elaborate anymore?
Well, honestly, people are more... I think become more famous when they're on TV or in movies. They're viewed by more people and you make more money.
Name me someone that's made it big off of a soap opera.
Well, but that's usually like a jumping off point. Or if you do it for long enough, you're still getting paid.
Oh, really? You get paid every time?
If you are putting your time and effort into a television show, you're going to get paid. I don't know how it works, but it's not that if you're on it for 10 years, doesn't mean you just stop getting paid after 6 years.
Really? That is surprising.
Are you being facetious?
Of course I am. Oh, obviously.
I thought you were honestly
you're
asking.
Just like, oh, and if you act on it for a long time, you still get paid. You're like, yeah, no shit.
Because you'd be making more money. That's why I've chosen that, okay? So money is the end all be all for me.
Okay.
And because you probably get more famous.
Well, anyway.
Over an unsuccessful off-Broadway play.
True.
So.
All right. Thanks very much. And thank you, dear listener, for putting up with this bollocks for the 6th time this week.
I know.
We love you.
We do.